Welcome to the Entrepreneur Storm. This is Jason Bornstein, your host. Let me ask you something. How big are your dreams, my friends? How big are your dreams? I'm about to flip your head upside down, I think, if you haven't considered this before. If you're piddling about every day and you're coming up with quote-unquote realistic goals for your life, for what you think is possible, then I've got to tell you, even those small goals are probably not going to be accomplished, let alone the really big fish, let alone the really big goals that you say that you want, the vacations with your family, the ability to travel where you want, mobility, all that good stuff that we all thirst after, no matter how much people might try to deny it. Let's just be completely honest. We all want freedom in one form or another, even if that is simply the freedom to plant an organic garden in the back of our North Carolina home and swing on a hammock all day. We all have some goal and some dream. But I must warn you, my friends, if you're coming up with small goals in your life, you're less likely to achieve them. And this is a paradox, okay? This is such a paradox. Because you would think, let me set realistic goals, I'm more likely to achieve it, right? Wrong? Totally wrong. Because, and I can vouch for this myself on the way that I feel, and if you just look inside, I think you'll feel the same way. When you try to set a goal on a small level, something that you don't really care about, that you're not really emotionally invested in, that's not super exciting for you and your life, you know, are you really going to be able to stay motivated to actually achieve that goal? I'm just asking, do you really think that you'll be able to? For me, the answer is absolutely not. But for me, I have noticed that when my goal exceeds whatever my current limiting belief may be, whatever the predominant limiting belief is, then I am far more likely to achieve it. Now, let me give you an example just to kind of flesh this out, to make it real for you. And I can only speak from personal experience the depth of this process. I was a total skeptic. I never thought that I could actually make money online. I never thought that I could free up my time with my family, the ability to spend time with my family, and to go places that we wanted to go, to visit family, to go on vacations, to take trips, all that good stuff. I didn't think it was possible to make money online in order to do those things. It was a limiting belief. I'll be completely honest about it. I did not have the belief at first. But I was willing to take a leap of faith even before I could see results. I was willing to say, if I just put my nose to the grindstone, and if I come up with this giant castle that I can put in the sky, I can just build a foundation underneath that castle, and it will become a reality. And my friends, I have to tell you, that is exactly what I've done. And the only reason that I was able to accomplish it is because it excited me. I was able to push myself to wake up earlier in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning so that I could beat the morning when I would not have a lot of time, actually throughout the entire day when I would not have a lot of time to myself, because we have two children, and even when we just had one child, taking care of such a young child really takes a lot of time and a lot of care if you're going to do it right. It takes a lot of emotional investment. You know, it requires a lot of a parent. Parents out there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It becomes a little more difficult to find time, so time management becomes a whole different ball game when you are a parent. So this idea, how many of you actually are able to get up early in the morning, you know, and be excited about it, to not just slap yourself across the face, take a cold shower, drink some coffee? How many of you can get up without any of those things and be excited and enthusiastic about the day. How many of you are there that are listening right now that can do that? Well, if you haven't yet, then you need to find out what that thing is. Because I found it. It was the ability to make money online. That excited me. That excited me a lot. Because I realized that the different things I was learning from marketing could be used for any purpose. From coaching. If I wanted to market myself for coaching. If I wanted to market my brother, who's an incredible musician but knows nothing about how to get his presence out there, but I love his stuff. If I wanted to get his stuff out there. Marketing. My mom, who's an incredible knitter and crocheter, just makes really professional grade stuff. She knows nothing, nor does she care about marketing. Yet, I can help her get her stuff out there and make an impact in the marketplace. These concepts excited me. And the ability to make money online, again, like I said, so that I could spend time with my family, that excited me. Let's go to a quick break, quick station identification. This is Entrepreneur Storm. And I am your host, Jason Bornstein. This is where ideas meet matter for you. And today's show is brought to you by ProsperYourPassion.com. Again, that is ProsperYourPassion.com. Really the most legitimate way to make money online today that I have found out there. So if you're listening to this podcast, just trust me, it's worth it. Go over to ProsperYourPassion.com, put in your info if you're looking for another way to make money. And if you want that mobility of having the online marketplace, go on, fill out your information, and see if this resonates with you. I think it will. ProsperYourPassion.com. So, to continue, again, prosper your passion. There you go. You've got to find out what your passion is that's going to wake you up in the morning. And again, I've heard the dialogue before that if you just set small itty-bitty goals incrementally and just accomplish them, that you'll feel good enough to progress gradually to bigger goals. And while I do think that there is truth to that, and that there is contentment in a job well done, whether it is washing the dishes, taking the dogs for a walk, you know, learning how to swim when you aren't that great of a swimmer, all of those types of things, yes, they matter, and it's nice to feel that contentment and to build your self-confidence. But what I'm saying is that if you want a revolutionary change in your being and in your life and in your results, you must be willing to take that huge leap of faith and build a freaking humongous castle in the sky, and again, build that reality underneath. Build that foundation underneath. You look at all these great entrepreneurs out there. They had big ideas that excited them. That's why when they hit the road bumps, when they hit those little failure bumps, they didn't hit the panic button. Hell no. They did not hit the panic button. They said, huh, let me see how I can learn from this. Let me just keep going forward, because this is exhilarating. This is exciting. This is what life should be all about. Because I have news for you, folks. I've got news for you, my friends and my loyal subscribers. One day, you're going to die. One day, I'm going to die. We're all going to die. And when you get to that point, the only thing that's going to carry weight in your life, it's going to be those things that you look back and you said, and you say, man, if I just hadn't cared what anybody else thought and had gone for that idea, for that dream, if I'd asked that girl out for a date, if I'd asked that guy out for a date, whatever it may be, if I just made that decision, I just know that my life would be totally different today and that I would feel so damn good. Regrets weigh more than anything else in our lives. But you listening to this right now, you're aware now. You understand what I'm talking about. You can remove any regrets right now and just claim your power and make some big goals and make some humongous dreams in your life. Wake up every morning without needing anything else to stimulate you except that idea of what it is that you are setting out to accomplish. All right, one more word from our sponsor. Today's show is brought to you, once again, by ProsperYourPassion.com, the safest, easiest, quickest, most effective way to make money online today. Go over there and check that out, ProsperYourPassion.com. Once again, this is Jason Bornstein with Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. I look forward to seeing you on the next show. Build that castle in the sky. Lay the foundation afterwards. Love you. I'll see you next time.